We're visiting with Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, going up against Linden on Friday night, and unfortunately the Tigers got the good end of it. I mean, what'd you learn? Because I know that Linden team's still really good, and there's a reason why they're undefeated still.
Yeah, Linden's really good. I don't think that's any secret in our area, and what they return and what they have, and they're really well coached. But for our guys, in our three losses this year, we've started off slow. We get behind the eight ball, and kind of when that happens, our body language and sometimes our effort or intensity, isn't where it needs to be to match that kind of competition. So, a point of emphasis this week is to get off to a good start. We've had a lot of success when we get off to a good start, so that needs to be a key. Don't want to dig ourselves a hole. That's kind of burned us this year, is digging ourselves a hole. We haven't been able to dig ourselves out, so we just got to keep ourselves out of that situation best we can this week.
I know with a sizable road trip coming up for you guys on Thursday, how do you tell your guys to remain locked in? Because I know you guys have had to have some of those trips recently that are a little over 2 hours. But, I mean, it could have happened last year too.
Well, I don't think the road trip bothers us. This week, week nine, part of me feels like we're kind of limping into the playoffs a little bit. But at the same time, it's an opportunity to hit the reset button and get outside of district play. And I think it's well known how tough our district is across the state. And we got to go compete. I told the kids, it's a lot of pride's on the line this week. There'd be a lot of former players in our program that would love to have an opportunity to be in the postseason. So we want to make the most of that opportunity. These guys have that. I think we can, be a really good football team when we're locked in. And when we execute, we just need to go out there and do that. But, we put a lot of work in year-round for the opportunity to be in the postseason. So I would be really disappointed if our kids weren't excited about this week and the opportunity to get in the postseason and extend our season another week.
I was about to bring up, the competition that you saw in district. Do you feel like that could give you guys a little bit of an advantage heading into the playoffs, seeing that tough competition?
I don't know if it gives you an advantage. However, I think it's allowed us to see what's out there. I think we've seen some of the top teams in the state, and we've seen where we kind of sit and fall amongst those top teams. And now it's, you get to get outside district play. And, at the end of the day, this time of year, you got to play well. You can't shoot yourselves in the foot. I think if you get in, everybody, that gets in or gets to this point has had some good moments throughout the season, depending on where you are. And we need to build on those positives that we've had this year and hopefully put together a game plan to allow us to be successful. I know Coach Haig really well. He's a really good coach, and he'll have his boys ready. And we need to be ready to play on the road. And, kind of us against the world mentality is kind of the approach that we need to take.
We're visiting with Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, our final conversation of the football season as you go to West Elk on Thursday night, and West Elk 7-1 on the season, winners of their district. But as you mentioned, they're coached pretty well. But kind of what stands out about this West Elk team that you'll be seeing on Thursday night?
Well, I think, they returned the majority of their guys from last year. Last year they had a really good season and then fell short to Linden. So certainly this is a big game that they have circled. This is where they fell short last year. And, they're back in this situation, and they're going to want to try to rewrite that script a little bit, and we want to play, go on the road and play tough and get a win. But, West Elk has a really good running back. He's one of the best wrestlers in the state of Kansas, so his toughness is going to be where it needs to be and how hard he runs. And They got a good quarterback, good size. You know, they like to line up and play physical football. And, you know, at times this year we haven't handled physicality really well, and then at times we have handled physicality really well. So we need to be prepared for a physical game. And if we can handle the physicality and we can bring a physical game, I think we'll be able to stand up and put up a fight. But if we don't play physical, a lot of times, you know, that has a huge impact in the game. And if we don't play physical, we could struggle. But, you know, I'm confident that our kids will respond as young men the way we need them to this week and play with a lot of pride and play with a lot of heart and try to get a win.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. I've enjoyed our chats here throughout the football season. I look forward to talking with you during the basketball season as well. Best of luck on Thursday night at West Elk, and good luck the rest of the way.
All right, thanks for having me.
That's Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater. Join us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame and Nextech Wireless on Country 101.7 FM.